And now we turn to a community with a rowdy reputation, rock stars. The Bay Area is known for inspiring all kinds of great music, including rock and roll. In the 60s and 70s, groups like Creedence Clearwater and the Grateful Dead called it home. Even in Little Sausalito over in Marin County, there was a destination that drew recording artists from all over the world. The Record Plant, later known as just The Plant, was the premier resort studio. It offered artists an unparalleled hotel-like experience under a cloak of absolute privacy. The Plant shut down in 2008, but recently it got a new lease on life, so to speak. KALW's Liz Pfeffer went to find out more about the historic building's future as well as its past.
It's impossible to miss the entrance to the Record Plant. It has two huge wooden doors with carvings of a pig wailing on a trumpet, a fox playing the drums, and various musical animals. This is an homage to Sly and the Family Stone, but everyone from Aretha Franklin to the Eagles has made their way through these doors.
Hi! Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer Adler.
Nice to meet you.
She's the building's current tenant, and she offered to give me a tour of the place.
Yeah, so we are standing in the front entrance of what formerly was known as the Record Plant.
Her lease won't let her remove the gold records on the walls or any of the other nostalgic design elements. That's why this is so much more than a building. It's a catacomb of music history.
On the right, over here, you see the original invites from the Halloween Masquerade Ball. About, 40 years ago.
Adler points to hundreds of wooden yin-yangs displayed on a wall just inside the doors. These were invites to the Record Plant's infamous opening party.
They're signed individually by the artists. So this one is signed by George Harrison.
The invites read October 29, 1972. Masquerade Ball. Dancing. BYOD. D is for drugs. The guests were a who's who of famous musicians at the time. Buddy Miles was the live entertainment. John Lennon was there, who famously arrived with Yoko Ono dressed as trees. Record Plant co-founder Chris Stone remembers it well.
It was a very successful party. People came up from Los Angeles. People came, of course, all the people in San Francisco and Marin County came. And at 10 o'clock the next morning, it was still going.
Stone and his business partner, Gary Kellgren, came to Sausalito that year after opening successful studios in New York and Los Angeles. The Record Plant completed their trifecta, but it was different than the others. As Stone says, it was designed to be the first resort studio the recording industry had ever seen.
Think of yourself going on vacation to Hawaii, and you check into the hotel, and everything is there. Anything you want to do, pretty much you can do by picking up the phone. You know, we tried not to tempt you. We just let it be known that whatever you wanted, we could get for you.
Stone was the business guy in the partnership. He managed relationships with record labels and kept artists happy and productive. Kellgren, who had a background in sound engineering, focused on the creative side of things. It didn't take long for them to prove the Record Plant successful.
Good evening. This is Tom Donahue, and once again, we're live from Record Plant in Sausalito.
By 1973, the Record Plant had built quite the reputation for making great music and memorable parties. I asked Chris Stone if he had any wild stories from that time.
Oh, yes, but we can't talk about that.
Even though he hasn't owned the studio in decades, Stone still values the trust that musicians put in him back then.
They told me their secrets, their inner dark secrets, because they trusted me. And if I came out, my whole reputation would be ruined and I would be a bad guy.
So we're walking through here.
Back on my tour with Jennifer Adler, it's easy to imagine what salacious stories were created here. We walk through a room where there was once a massive waterbed built to take up the entire floor.
This is the beautiful garden. The pond to the left is a really tranquil.
Then over to a serene outside patio where there used to be a hot tub that musicians could reserve for private use.
And the jacuzzi held about 8. And you'd party.
On the tour, we wind through trippy hallways and go past rooms with wall-sized paintings of dark trees, moons, and mountains. At some point, I pass a 12-foot-tall, fully functioning guitar leaning near a random display of records from the 80s.
There we go. Oh.
Eventually, we make it to where the real magic happened, Studios A and B.
She broke down and let me in.
In 1976, Fleetwood Mac spent almost a year here writing and recording their album Rumors. It was the peak of the studio's heyday, and something special was happening. The album would end up selling millions of records. It was the first album Ken Kelly had ever produced.
I was going to be living with the band in this house that they had up in Sausalito. I thought, this is going to be interesting.
Kelly still has outtakes from those sessions. They take you back to what happened in this very room. You can't hear it in the recordings, but it was a very tense time for the group. Two of the couples in the band broke up in the process of making the album.
First day I knew we were in trouble, I turned around and I saw Christine throwing a glass of champagne in John's face. And I thought, well, this doesn't happen all the time in the studio.
But the resort-like atmosphere of the Record Plant was a refuge for the band members.
The reason why we went to the Record Plant, and I think this is a lot of it, was to get away. Get away from the L.A. friends and the lawyers and the all that press stuff. But I think what made it such a great record was that we were secluded in this very safe building. And we were in just this, I mean, literally a recording womb, you know?
By all accounts, the band worked tirelessly, sometimes until 3 a.m. Kelly says cocaine flowed through that studio like coffee.
Because we were working at least 12 hours a day, if not 14, you know, 7 days a week for about 4 weeks straight, maybe 6 weeks. So it was so tired that the coke came in as a tool.
You make loving fun.
This is another of Kelly's outtakes from an early vocal session.
You make loving fun.
Stevie and Lindsay, I have a picture of them right before we started Rumors, and they were sitting on the lounge, the floor of a lounge of the airport, you know, waiting for a plane, and Lindsay was cross-legged playing guitar. I mean, that guy doesn't exist anymore. You would never see him. He was not a superstar. He was just a regular kid sitting playing guitar. It was just the beginning of their career.
A lot of careers were made at the Record Plant. Even after Chris Stone sold the building following his business partner's death in 1977, but the industry slowly changed over the years and shifted away from the expensive, all-inclusive recording sessions that attracted artists to the Record Plant. Today, Jennifer Adler is renting out most of this building to run wellness and yoga workshops. Studios A and B are empty. They haven't had a full-time tenant since 2008, but the building's current owner is hoping to find one.
Okay, take care.
It's hard to imagine the building's future will ever live up to its past. But for those of us who weren't there, the stories will live on in the music itself. In Sausalito, I'm Liz Pfeffer for Cross Currents.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know it.